You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, author and poet, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 60, Being Creative and Protecting Your Mental Health. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. We've been gone for a minute. But you know, it's summertime, things are happening, you guys. We're all traveling and doing things with family, getting things done, even if we're not traveling. And so this is episode 60. This is actually the season finale, the end of season 3, 60 episodes. And I'm so excited by that because, you know, I had been wanting to start a podcast for so long. This was several years ago. And I kept saying that I wanted to do a podcast, but, you know, I kept making excuses. But then when I finally just pulled myself together, sat down and recorded a podcast, it all came together. And so 60 episodes later, here we are. And I'm so thankful and grateful to all of you who have been listening and supporting the podcast. You've been commenting, you've been emailing me, you've been just taking heed to a lot of the information that has been given in these episodes. And I thank you so much and so grateful. And we're just taking a little break. You know, it's like I said, it's summertime, it's July, you know, just taking a little break for the summer. We are going to be back this fall in September for season 4. And, you know, when we're talking about taking breaks, I think very often about creatives and just writers and all of the work that we do, that we want to do, that we plan to do. Some of it gets done and some of it doesn't. But it's so important for creatives to focus on our creativity, but we also have to take time for our mental health. We have to take time to regroup and put ourselves back together, because being creative means pulling yourself apart in order to absorb everything around you that's happening, and you put that into your art. And so I'd like for us to focus on a few things this summer to not only be productive in what we're doing, whether you're working on a book, whether you're painting, whether you're, you know, singing, dancing, being creative in any type of way, but also giving time to focus on your mental health, your self-care. So I've come up with 3 things that we can focus on this summer. The first is, figure out your one thing. Summer is only so long, and it's going to go by so fast. So what is that one thing that you'd like to accomplish in this time? Do you hope to finish a new book? Or maybe you've finished your manuscript and now it's time to edit or time to rewrite. Are you trying to plot out a new story? Maybe it's time to reorganize your writing space or create a new space. But try not to let this goal be too big. You know, we creatives, we can plan too big and then we get discouraged when we fail to meet that monstrous goal. But setting the goal of writing a new book this summer might be too ambitious because, like I said, summer is only so long. So think about one thing that you can do, because summer is also a time of rest. We don't want to spend the whole summer, you know, inside writing or creating. You know, don't be too greedy with this goal. Just think about one thing, one particular intentional thing that you can accomplish this summer and focus on that. The second thing is to schedule. Now that you have a list of many goals, you can schedule them. Boundaries help you be productive. So scheduling time for your goals is a great way to set yourself up for success. Scheduling writing time when you work best. Then ask yourself what things have worked for you in the past. I know for me, I work best in the mornings, but I also tend to post on Instagram first thing in the mornings. And you guys may have seen that. My morning stories that I do on Instagram, I set time aside to do that. But this has created a bad habit of me prioritizing social media before my writing. So don't fall into that trap. Make sure that your most productive time is your writing time, when you're not tired, when you're not frustrated, when you don't have household things to do. Make sure that the most productive time you have, whether it's morning, noon, or night, is your writing time. The last thing is to schedule rest and self-care. So schedule other summer activities. So we tend to be good about sticking to work and school schedules that maybe other people make for us. You know, our work schedule is not what we want it to be. It's a little more flexible for those of us who work from home, but we show up on time for work, for classes, for meetings. But when it comes to our writing, when it comes to rest and self-care, sometimes we just let life happen and just let it fall into place. And as the day goes on, if we have time for self-care, cool. But no, we need to get into the habit of scheduling it and making it happen. Schedule other summer goals. You know, there's things you want to do, places you want to go, that's great. And also schedule your rest, your self-care. I'm going to put, you know, my mini goals on a calendar. I always do. And there's certain goals that I want to hit every week in terms of my writing. So I put that on a calendar and it's right there in front of me so I can see it and so it won't get erased from my mind so easily. You can add exercise, you can add your vacations and your rest and self-care onto a calendar. If that's what it takes for it to happen, then that's what you need to do. There is a quote that says creative people need time to just sit around and do nothing. And that is a quote by Austin Kleon. And that is so true. We have to have time to just sit around and do nothing. And that actually replenishes our spirit. It replenishes our mind so that we can be as creative as we possibly can. You know what? This summer, I hope and pray that you guys just live your best lives. You make the most out of your summertime. And however you spend your summer, don't let anyone shame you for what you are or what you're not doing, where you are, where you're not going. I know it's easy to get on social media and you're seeing other people, particularly influencers who are traveling to all of these exotic places and they're taking these extraordinary trips and doing all of these major things, but you don't know what they had to do in order to be in that space. You don't know what they've had to go through, how hard they've had to work, what challenges they've had in order to get to that point. And so instead of focusing on what everyone else is doing, focus on what you're doing. And maybe your summer is full of exploring right where you are. Maybe you're not traveling. Maybe you're not taking road trips and doing things. Maybe you are where you are, and that's good enough. You have to schedule your time in your life the way that's best for you. So, you guys, I am saying farewell for now for the summer. We're going to be back in September. I don't have an exact date as of yet, but season 4 will return in September, and I'm excited about what's to come. And please continue to catch up on episodes that you've missed of seasons 1 through 3. And if you have any questions or comments or even suggestions for me, please reach out. And until then, take care.